happiness, your joy, and your supply are found in Jesus. Today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland remind us how important it is to rely on Jesus, not man, for your needs. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory. Previously on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
If you make all your plans based on your food and your clothes and your living, mm-hmm. and you're not living by faith, mm-hmm. you're seeking how to get that stuff, you're going to make the wrong decision most of the
totally
time.
Natural.
You will get over into covetousness thinking. It doesn't look like that. It doesn't look like you're coveting what somebody else has. But wait a minute. If all you're thinking about is what they all have and you don't, and you spend all your time thinking about what you don't have and how I can get it, you're eventually going to be trying to get what they have. Father, we need clothes in this house today. My babies are starting to school. I know you've provided that for us. I believe I receive it in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you a tither? Well, no, you know, I don't have enough money now. How am I going to take 10% out and do something else with it? It's not your money. In fact, Gloria, we must do this. The Lord started dealing with me about this last week, and I must lay this on the table. Malachi 3. Now listen to this very careful. 7th verse, even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from my ordinances. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what that kid did over there in Jeremiah 17? He went away from the promises of God and began to trust man. You went away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Now listen to this. Return unto me and I will return unto you.
Thank you, Jesus. 8,
will a man rob God? Wherein have we robbed you? In tithing and offerings. Return. Now, I read that partially correct, but not completely correct. He said, you've gone away from my ordinances. You return to me. I'll return to you. Well, I see that. But he goes ahead to say, you bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there's meat in my house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. There's meat in my house. We live in his house, Gloria.
That's right.
Amen. So now, I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing that there's not room enough for you to receive
Hallelujah.
It. You can't even contain it. Now, here it is. Let me show you this. Let's say that this here's what's mine and there's what's God's. All right. I return this to him. Return it. What if I found someone's purse here on my table? And I opened it up thinking it was yours. And I opened it up, whoop, this is not glorious. This is not mine. I call somebody as my witness. Open this with me. We need to find out whose this is. Why? I need to return it. It's gotten into my hands.
Yeah,
I need
that.
To return it. Now, what would be wrong with this? God has blessed me. Look at this. The wealth of the sinner has come into my hand. Well, now that is taking that scripture completely out of context and using it on your flesh to use somebody else's content of their purse. I take their money out. Look at there. and just make a house payment with it and then return the purse without any money.
No, no.
What a thrill that'd be. Oh, thank you from the purse, but where's the $5,000 you took out of it, you know? Well, you ought to be lucky you got your purse back, lady. I could have kept the rest of it. No, that's the way people treat God. Now, this is what God
that
is saying here.
That purse belonged to that lady.
That purse belonged to that woman.
That's right.
It got into your hands, but it belonged to her.
That's right.
You don't pay your house payment out of her purse. No, you don't give that purse back expecting some kind of reward because you're so super honest. Now, this belongs to God. I honor Him with it. But I already have a promise to him, from Him that says, if I will return this. Why did He do this in the first place? Because he needs to talk to me about it. I bring Him what's His, and I say, sir, I did this in obedience. This is yours. I honor you, sir, and I bring this to you. Now, what have I done? I've gotten back in His presence on His promises. And what did He say? I will return to you more blessing than you can see any way to you.
You give Him His return.
And He gives you your return.
That's good, isn't it?
Now, Jesus said that return is 100-fold.
Wow. Ooh.
That's just the starting point. That's the starting point,
yeah.
See. That's what the kingdom is based on. Now, the problem comes, Jesus said, the problem rich people have, well, that includes anybody else, it's not looking to God for what they have. He said the problem that they have is they can't see it. They've trusted money for so long. They
trust in the arm of the flesh.
Well, now, wait a minute. I just don't know what to do here. No, you just go before the Lord like these folks did. Let's go back over there to the 103rd Psalm again now. Oh, I see it. These are my benefits. Mm-hmm. Well, Gloria, what would you do if you had a union benefit or you had a government benefit, a government grant? It'd be written someplace. And you would present that. If you had to, you would petition the government with it. You'd petition your union with it. You'd petition your boss with it. You petition God with it. It's that simple. Father, these are my benefits. Thank you for forgiving all my iniquities. Your word says you're faithful and just to forgive my sins when I confess them. I can't earn that forgiveness. Jesus bought and paid for it for me. My sins and transgressions are blotted out. It would be good then to look up the word transgression, look up the word iniquities, look up the word sin, do a Bible study on forgiveness of the same. And then read that and say, I receive my forgiveness. When? When you feel like it? No.
When
the word says.
Word.
When you confess it. When you believed it. Mm-hmm. Now you let the word work to get rid of the guilt. Amen? It's one of my benefits. Who heals all your diseases. Well, we found out already from the 61st chapter in the 61st verse of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, that all sickness and all disease is under the curse. Well, remember what we found out in Deuteronomy 30:29? Choose.
Yeah, that's right.
You choose the blessing, not the curse. So here it is in my benefit. I choose my benefit. Praise God. I'll lay it up before God. Father, these are my benefits. You heal all my diseases. Right there under all thy diseases, Isaiah 53. Jesus bore all my diseases, weaknesses, sicknesses, pains, poverty, fear. So, He heals all diseases. So this disease is not mine.
That's right.
This benefit is mine. I lay hold of it. I lay my claim before you on it. It's my benefit. This is where we learned years ago that this is the reason we started using the word claim. I claim this. I name it. I claim it. I have it. I receive it. And we got to talk a lot of guff about it, but we're the ones with it.
We are the name it and claim it
yes,
and get
are.
It group.
Yes, we
they
are.
They don't add the last
but
part.
But here it is. I claim, see, I'm claiming what's mine.
Yeah.
This is mine. Right. I have it. Now then, he redeems my life from destruction. I get in my car. Thank God I exercise my benefit in the blood of Jesus. My life is redeemed from destruction. Glory to God. Not going to have any car wreck today. No. This car wasn't built to go out and wreck. This thing was built to serve this family. The blessing of the Lord is a wall around this machine.
Yeah, that's right.
It is a wall around this house. And you lay hold of that. But then you can't go away from your table where you receive your benefits and start talking like some pauper that ain't got anything. Well, and now I got to go out and get a job because... No, you don't go out and get a job. You get before the Lord and you pray and you seek the Lord.
Yeah.
And if you don't have anything to tithe but a rock, you go get one and you shine it and clean it and you tithe it. Tithe something now. Amen.
Amen.
This is part of the power of God to stand in all of these disasters.
Yes, all
and
yes.
not be touched.
That's right.
And be there for those that have been touched. Amen.
But sorrow will steal from you the blessing.
Yes, it will.
Like if you were in one of the storms and you lost, you know, something wonderful, your house, your car, even a family member. Sorrow comes in there and sees to it that you stay lost. They stay lost. Everything stays beat down.
Sorrow and grief come from a sense
it's
of loss.
It's the opposite of faith.
And the Scripture tells us in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul wrote this to the church. Sorrow not,
that's what
for we
said.
Are not a people without hope.
That's right.
Remember the little Heath?
Yeah.
His hope was not in God. Now, in order to do that, you're going to have to resist it.
That's
it's
right.
there. You have to, and it, I'm telling you, particularly when you first learn it, it never gets easy. It gets more and more doable.
That's a good point.
But the hard part is not the doing. That's not where the hard part is. It ain't hard to do. The decision part is what's hard. When you decide to feel sorry for yourself. This poor old me and all that, and it doesn't feel bad, it feels good. And you have to stand in the face of all that hell and all these people that come up and say, we're so sorry you lost your job. We're so sorry you lost this. We're so sorry you lost your family. We're so sorry you lost that. We're so sorry. You're so sorry. We're all so sorry. And how do people say that, Gloria? Poor old Bill. Poor old Kenneth. Poor old John. Poor old... What happened? Well, he lost his job. Well, poor old John is sick. Well, poor old Bill lost his brother. Poor old Joe lost his dog. Oh, poor old so-and-so house got blown down. Poor old... It's never, oh, rich John lost his truck. No. The blessing and the curse don't ever mix.
That's right.
You look at that poor old... See, it's poor. Lost. Cursed, destroyed, sick, poor old John's
curse,
got the flu.
Curse.
It's not blessed old John's got the flu. Ain't that wonderful? No, it don't mix. So when you present your benefits before the Lord Jesus Christ, and you begin to read this before Him, the Scripture says, we ask anything according to His will. Now, we're talking about 1 John now. We know that we know He hears us. And we know if He hears us, we have the petitions that we desired of Him. A petition is a formal request. So if I petition the government, I can only get what the government has. If I petition the union, I can only get what the union has. If I petition my job, I can only get what my job is worth. I can't get outside those boundaries unless I have chosen Jesus as Hallelujah. My Lord and Savior, yeah. and I petition Him, then I can break through those barriers of lack.
And you believe you receive it when you pray.
There you,
you
are.
You take it.
There you are.
That's what that word means. You take it when you pray.
All right. How do you take it? Well, let's see what Jesus said. Let's go back over there now to that 12th chapter of Luke again. Now, here's where we were. Amen? We're talking about the same process, right?
Okay, right.
I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither the body, what you shall put on. How then do you take a thought? Verse 25, which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? Amen. Now, how then can you do that? All right, let's go back over here then to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew's account of the same thing. He said in Matthew 6, verse 31, therefore, take no thought saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word, Gloria, translated confession, Hebrews chapter 3, he is the apostle or the one God sent to be the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, the anointed Jesus. That's what Jesus anointed to do because we're partakers of his calling. We're partakers of his benefits.
Yes.
Now, that word confession doesn't mean something you say over and over and over and over and over. In fact, Jesus went ahead to say, you're not heard by your many sayings or repetition. Mm-hmm. You're heard when you say the same thing. Consider the high priest of our saying his words.
Yeah.
Now that's, that is utmost, that
Praise
is primary.
God.
What do we say? Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall be clothed? After all these things, your heavenly Father, the Gentiles seek, your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his benefits, and all these things will be added unto you.
Notice that all that 31, those are all questions.
Yes.
They don't have any answers. That's not the answer. That's the question.
Those are the questions. And this is what he said. You don't spend your time with those questions.
No.
Seeking those things.
Go
he said, you
answers.
Seek the kingdom of God, and the answer to these questions are in there.
That's right. Hallelujah.
So, let's go back over here now. I want to get to this 112th Psalm. Our benefits were in the 103rd. In the 112th Psalm, here is the result. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears or highly reverences and worships the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. He's put God's word into a place of commanding his life. God says tithe, he tithes. God says, what God says is what he does. He delights in it. It's not a chore. It's not a toil. He's not trying to earn God's attention. No. And listen what happens. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed.
Blessed.
His family is strong. Everything he has is strong. And he's affect a whole generation
That's
of
right.
people around him.
Amen.
Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness endures forever. Gloria, here is a man with a house. It's full of wealth. It's full of riches, and his righteousness is intact.
Praise God.
My goodness, there's something here
Hallelujah.
That religion has missed.
Wealth and riches. That would upset the press.
There is a way then for all these things to be added unto you and not bring sorrow and not bring damnation and not ruin your life. You're not into the deceitfulness of riches. You're into the power and overflow blessing humanity.
Well, how am I going to get in the way? Right here. Read that book and do what it says.
Right there. Isn't that what he does? He delights greatly in his word. Now, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He's gracious. He's full of compassion. He shows favor. He's a lender. He gives, is always giving out. That then causes him to guide his affairs with good judgment. He's not afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord.
Wonderful.
He inquires of God about everything he does, everything he says, everywhere he goes. If he's going to correct his child, he doesn't do it just because somebody else said it. He goes to the Bible to find out how, not to the psychologist or the psychiatrist. He goes to the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Glory to God.
And he has victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries celebrated 35 years in Canada at the Canada Victory Campaign. From the very start to the last Jesus is Lord, it was a powerful and life-changing experience.
And I found out they were coming here. I had to drop everything and get here.
I don't think it's any mistake or it's any coincidence that the Copelands are here because they have a message for Canada.
God has a plan for every person, every member. God has a plan, and it is not a plan for bad, it is a plan for good.
We are not the same old people we were. We've been born out of the curse, born out of sin, born out of lack, poverty. We are made in the image of God.
Much prayer prepared the way.
I am so thrilled that our daughter, Terry, is here and is teaching and demonstrating in prayer. Praise God.
Lord, we believe that this meeting is appointed in your divine plan, your plan for every person here.
When Terry Pearson does her pre-prayer time, I mean, this place is just roaring with power.
Being in the meetings with Brother and Sister Copeland and when the whole body comes together just to worship God, it's a powerful thing. It's something that you can't almost explain in words. It's more of it's the presence of God, and it's just full.
It's amazing. You can just feel the presence of God, and when I was sitting there praising, I'm just thinking, this is kind of what it's going to be like when we get to heaven.
It's God's will for me to be well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to say, Lord, if it's your will, heal me. We know that by his stripes we were healed. It's not only God's will to heal you, you've been healed. Now what do you have to do? You just have to take it.
I learned from Kenneth and Gloria that I can enforce the word on the situation, and I don't have to take anything that the devil throws at me or anything at all.
I don't care what your problem is. There's grace that covers it. There's the power of God. God will treat you like you never sinned. And when you realize that, faith comes up on the inside and the devil's done with you. Praise God.
You should take control of yourself, your soul, your mind, your spirit. Take control of yourself and walk by faith.
It's like having a banquet or a feast come to town, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
He really have the word of Jesus in his mouth, and it's amazing.
You don't want to miss out. God is going to speak to you through them and just give you revelation and insight to different things, and just the blessing of God, you can just see it in these meetings, and you need to be here.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. I questioned the Lord about that. You remember when we first went on the radio, I didn't want to receive offerings at all. I'd heard so much of that on the radio, particularly back there years ago. And the Lord said, no, you're out of line, because he said, it is in the process of building spiritual roots that when you incline your ear to my sayings coming through a pastor, coming through an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, when you're hearing in that anointed delivery and you receive it, you've received the seed, and now he said, when you immediately respond by saying, I'm going to help that preacher. I want to get this word out too. I want to help this. Lord, thank you. Now remember what he said there. Bring the tithes into the storehouse. He said in tithes and offerings. Now I'm not telling you to send your tithes to this ministry. You go to Jesus about your tithe. You understand? He's the Lord of the tithe. I'm using this scripture because this is what God said. When in tithes and offerings, I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing. There's no room to receive. I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. He will not destroy the fruits. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, have dominion over it, and replenish the earth. That's the blessing. He'll not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither your vine cast a fruit before in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all the nations will say you're blessed. Everybody around you will say you're blessed. So what's the process? You hear it, you receive it, you incline your ear towards God, he speaks through his word, he speaks through a broadcast, and you respond according to his word, you sow into those that have taught you, listening to God for his direction.
Amen.
Not my direction to you, his direction to you. Pray and find out what he wants you to do. You respond to that. You put those words in your mouth, they have become yours. Now the roots have begun. The roots have begun. It's when we move towards giving, not just taking. We take, but we take of what we take and give. We're supposed to take. That's faith. We receive.
Yes,
we take it. But the moment we do, we give out. That causes the roots. We're out of time.
And the more you give out, the more you take.
Ah, yeah. And then starts starts the
blessing cycle. The more you receive.
Hallelujah. See you next time. Remember this.
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live It East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org.